So if all one does in meditation is keep coming back to the breathing, sensing the body breathing, tuning in to the body's experience of breathing, that would be plenty. A teacher of mine in Japan said, all you need to learn about Buddhism can be found through mindfulness of breathing. However, Vipassana practice opens the awareness up beyond breathing because we want to learn how to have a freeing awareness, awareness that frees in the middle of any experience we're having, no matter whether it's good, bad, or ugly. And there's something very unique about a mindful awareness or clear awareness that we find a kind of independence or freedom from what is known. Anything we know when we're mindful, there's a kind of freedom that's found. So we don't want to just do it with the breathing, but with anything, all experiences of our life. On retreat, we tend to build the instructions progressively, moving towards the time when we can be aware of everything. And so the second day, we often talk about mindfulness of the body, a little bit broader range than just the breathing. And part of the reason for this sequence is the breath in particular is stabilizing, helps people keep it simple and begin to experience themselves in the present moment. And then the body does the same. The body's always in the present moment. The mind often is not. It's in other times and other places. And if we want the mind and the body to be working together, it's the task of bringing the mind to where the body is, to be with the body. We become whole when the body and mind are working together. And being mindful of the body is really huge in Buddhism. So much so that the Buddha said, there is no, to paraphrase him, there is no freedom without mindfulness of the body. Not the Buddha, but later in Buddhism it said that when a person becomes awakened, one awakens through the body, with the body. And so learning how to have embodied awareness, embodied mindfulness, is part of the exploration here. So I'm going to offer you a little exercise that maybe begins this exploration of the body, how the body experiences things. And it's not only an exercise in attuning ourselves and being mindful of the body. It's an also exercise in how awareness can tune in to the body. How we're aware, how we're mindful, is as important as what we're mindful of. And that how can include being a little bit relaxed about what we're paying attention to. Not pouncing on it or forcing it. Not having a lot of ego in the effort. Not being hesitant or held back. So to begin this exercise, bring your attention into your right hand and feel the sensations of your right hand. And see if you can do it in a relaxed, but committed way. So you really, as if it's for the first time ever, you're really going to discover how the hand experiences itself. There might be tingling, pulsing, vibration. There might be the sensation of contact of your hand against some other part of your body. Pressure, weight, hardness, smoothness. There might be temperature, warmth and coolness in your hand. There are particular sensations in the palm of your hand, on the back of your hand, the fingers. And experiment with feeling your hand some more, but not being in the control tower of the head, trying to figure it out or looking down at it, but more like you're relaxing into the hand itself, so the sensations can appear in focus or more clearly. And the sensations might come and go, individual ones, a dance of sensations. And the chances are that with this exercise, you're now more aware of sensations in your hand than you would have been if you weren't focusing there. So now, calmly, without jerking the mind around, calmly, move your awareness to your left hand. And what's the embodied experience of the left hand? How does the left hand experience itself? Where in the hand are the strongest sensations? Maybe not that strong, but where are the strongest? Where are the most subtle sensations? As you sense the sensations, what happens to them? Are they unchanging, or do they change in some way? And how's your awareness of the left hand? Are you back in the control tower? Are you straining? Are you resisting? Are you distracted? Can you let go and let go into the left hand? And now bring your attention to the general area of your body where you experience right now the strongest sensation of your body. Wherever the strongest sensation of your body is, don't focus only on the sensation of strength, but in that area. And like you've had your attention in your hands, let your attention be in that area. And let that area experience itself. Let the sensations reveal themselves to you, as opposed to you searching them. Let awareness be right there in that area, but then be receptive. And notice how the sensations change, in whatever way they change. Maybe it's very subtle. And notice your relationship to those sensations. The attitudes, the thoughts, the judgments, the reactions. And experiment with having a calm, open awareness. Just feel and sense as if you give full permission for those sensations to appear as they do. Relaxing in the head, relaxing the thinking muscle. Letting go of your thoughts so there's space and awareness to feel the sensations. And now, bring your attention to that part of your body where you experience breathing. And allow yourself to feel the body's experience of breathing in that area, whether it's movement of the belly or the chest, or in your nostrils. And like you felt the hand, open up and experience, receive the sensations of your body breathing. Relaxing the control tower in favor of sensing and being open with awareness right in the location where breathing is felt. And as we continue this sitting now in silence, if strong sensations may come up in the body that make it difficult to be with the breathing, see if you can do this exercise around those sensations. Bring a relaxed awareness right into the middle of them to experience how the body feels the sensations. Experiment with giving them permission to be there. not fighting them or assigning meaning to them, but just to sense and feel the flow, the change, sensations, until it's no longer compelling enough and it's easy enough to go back to your breathing. And when you're back with your breathing, let go of the control tower in favor of the intimacy of being, of locating yourself where the sensations of breathing occur. As we come to the end of this sitting, take a few moments to let go of your thoughts and let go into the body, into the body of sensations. And perhaps, like you felt the hand, to feel globally, in some relaxed way, whatever way it comes, global awareness of the sensations of your body. The tingling and pulsing and vibration. And whatever sensations seem more solid than vibration or pulsing, allow it all to be there. Stepping out of the control tower and stepping into the body like you're stepping into a refreshing pool of water, to sense and feel and float in the water. Sense and feel and float the awareness in your body. And then taking a few long, slow, deep breaths as a way of preparing to end this sitting. And because I can't reach the bell from where I'm sitting, you can open your eyes as you when you're ready. One of the nice things about not having a bell, there's no sharp line for before and after. Nothing has ended. Nothing is beginning. You just keep practicing. So there was a magazine article many years ago. Title of the article was "The Body, Friend, Foe, or Total Stranger." And so people have a lot of different ways of relating to their body. And that's, you know, it's all fine. It's all the stuff of practice to begin with where we are and how it is. It's not like there has to be a one way. But it's also true that in Buddhism, that a lot of the practice is negotiated through the body, not through the mind. And the art of knowing how to do that is takes a while to learn. It took me a while to learn. And especially in the traditions I practiced with at first, they didn't actually talk about it. You kind of, like in Zen, the whole setup was set up so you would do it. But they didn't tell you to do it. So, you know, it took a long time for it to kind of settle in or arise or do something. And then this idea of the control tower, or the think, I like to call it the thinking muscle. If there's a lot of thinking going on, you might kind of go in, probably you're the center of gravity for the thinking is in your head for most people. It could be elsewhere. But you'll probably find some place where there's some kind of tension or pressure or hardness, some place where the energy gets kind of coagulated or bunched up. And like for me, it's often behind the forehead someplace. And if you have such a place where the energetics of thinking seems to manifest, I call that the thinking muscle. And if you let go of your thoughts, but the thinking muscle is still tense, you'll just think more. It's kind of like having a tube of toothpaste and you just keep squeezing it. And the toothpaste will just keep coming out. You have to kind of stop squeezing it for it to stop. So your mind's like that. If you're still squeezing it, those thoughts will keep flowing out. So that thinking muscle, if you can identify that, and then not just let go of thoughts, but if you can soften or relax or a little settle that energy or the pressure or the tension that might be associated with thinking, then there's more likely that you can let your thoughts quiet down some. And you have this thing that I keep talking about, that you'll have more room and awareness to feel and sense, especially feeling and sensing what's going on in the body. And like, so more like making room in your hand, making room in your area where you breathe, so you can really feel, let those sensations come. And not to kind of be up in the control towers being kind of like the engineer doing it, but more like you're on the ground, in the tarmac, you know, and feeling and sensing all the things that go on there. And so you're really sensing and feeling what's happening here within. And this brings the mind and body together, and we're so much more wise. There's so much more of the unfolding of practice that can happen when the whole works together. If we're in our head thinking all the time and trying to negotiate everything with thinking, that's fine, very useful at times. But we're only tapping into a small part of the whole psychophysical working of who we are. And there's so much of what works that is not, you know, in this conscious place where we're thinking all the time. And so to drop into the body is not just like dropping into this, you know, this mass of flesh. it's not just flesh. It's a really a living, vital, sensing, intuiting kind of processing place to be, you know, in the whole with the body. So as you go through the day today, you might, when it feels appropriate, to spend a lot of time connected to your body. The wonderful exercise is just whatever happens, how does that register in your body? And what's, you know, in the body, how's it this? How's this now experienced here? Where is this experienced? If you're standing in line for the meal, stand there as if you're really discover what it's like to have the global awareness of the whole body. Stand there, just feel what's going on inside. Walking meditation is a great place to be aware of the body, kind of center yourself in your body. Maybe stand there first and close your eyes before you start walking, and kind of open up to that global sensing of the body, so from the inside out, and then begin the walking with the awareness coming from the inside out rather than from the top down somehow. A couple of things about walking meditation that I found helpful. One is that, especially if I'm walking a little bit faster, like, I don't know, fast means, you know, like a normal street pace or a little bit slower than that, is to imagine that I'm in that passenger seat of a car. So I'm not walking at all, even though I am, and everything's just coming towards me. And I'm just there receiving it all. My consciousness is very wide and open, and I just receive. Especially just receiving the sensations of the body. And then as I settle down to my leg, just receiving what's there. Because I had such a strong tendency to be the doer and the engineer and the control tower person. And this idea of being the passenger, just settle back and just kind of let it all come to me. That was helpful. The other thing I found helpful was to imagine that my feet and lower legs are sponges. Like, you know, so sponges, you put them in water and the water gets absorbed into the sponge. So my feet are sponges for sensations. And so I'm just letting those sensations absorb into the feet. And that little trick of the mind, that little imagination trick, helped me kind of, again, be out of the control tower and more just in this very receptive mode in the location where the sensations are occurring. Just let them absorb, let them come in, let them come in, let them come in. It was a kind of little trick I found. So sometimes it's fun to do these little, imaginary tricks if it helps you kind of stay present and get into the present. If your imagination is too creative, it maybe takes you away. But, a little bit is good. And so body, friend, foe, or total stranger, this body can become your great friend, especially if you're aware of it from the inside out. If you think of your body from the outside in, then it's all about your ideas and concepts and socially acquired ideas of beauty and comparing yourself to other people. It's all this complicated world if you're concerned with your body from the outside in. But from the inside out, the body is great. The body has no problems compared to what the mind can do. I had a friend when she went to the Zen monastery. When she first got there, she was given a single room with a little teeny bathroom, a sink, and a mirror of her own. And she covered the mirror with newspaper for 6 months because she was aware of how externally focused she was about appearance. And she wanted to break the trance of that external kind of preoccupation with appearance and from the outside in. And so in a sense, we're breaking that trance in this practice by learning to do it from this warm place from the inside out. Just what's, and it's a nicer ride that way. So I hope you enjoy the day. I hope you enjoy your body. And even if your body hurts today, I hope that there's a way of using that exercise with the hand of kind of entering into that area where things hurt and just kind of have a different relationship to it and exploring how to be it and sense it and feel it. And so it allows you to feel really what's going on there in a deeper way. And when we react and hold the pain at a distance, it's kind of solid. But if you kind of enter into that world, it becomes a little different. It becomes a kaleidoscope and opens up and interesting things can happen. If nothing else, what's interesting that can happen is that you can start noticing all the extra baggage you bring with you with pain, all the judgments and ideas and shoulds and preferences that maybe belong to the control tower. So thank you all.